Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? This is BC. Welcome back to another video. Today, I'm going to talk about a more serious topic. Some of you have dealt with it. I've dealt with this a lot on and off for a long time now, but especially the last 10 years as I have reinvented myself, gotten into the business world, changed my personality, leveled up, and overall improved my life. And I've been dealing with the subject of this video for a long time, being called a sellout. I want to talk with you a little bit about what I've dealt with, how you can deal with it, and how it's just absolutely bullshit, okay? Now, when you look the last 8 years, especially 10 years, for those of you who don't know, right, my family's Hispanic. They're from South America, right? I grew up in LA, surrounded by, you know, Hispanics, Blacks. Like, that's just my upbringing. That's my friends. That's who I've been around, right? Now, my family's from Argentina. But culturally, right, every tribe, right, has this culture. If we're going to break this down, right, Hispanics, Blacks, Asians, whatever you want to call it, right? And I've been hearing it a lot from the Hispanic community, especially before I got censored, right? I remember, like, when Trump and the whole presidency came around, I'm a sellout. Well, you're Hispanic, you're supposed to think this way and do this and like this type of music and talk this way and walk this way and do this and that. And I've been hearing it my whole life. There was, like, conditional approval by them. Whenever I accomplished something, oh, great job, here's another Hispanic who's killing it. Yet when I would say something or do something that they didn't approve of, suddenly I was shunned. I was a white Hispanic. I was a fake Hispanic. I was blah, 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 right? I've dealt with that shit my whole life. Not that it ever really affected me. It did a little bit before. But I want to do this because a lot of you DM me and hit me up, and I have a very diverse audience. My coaching and my events is very diverse, and I know that a lot of people are going to relate to this. Although I'm speaking from the Hispanic culture perspective, I'm sure many of you will be able to relate. If you don't fit the mold of what you're supposed to look like, sound like, talk like, walk like, live like, you will deal with this, right? So I remember when I decided to go from professional sports to real estate, I started dressing sharp. I started really honing in on my communication and improving it, right? And right away, I start being called corporate and sellout. Why are you wearing a suit? And you're doing this. You're trying to be a white boy, blah, blah, blah. Same thing with my speech patterns. As my speech became more refined, as I began to express myself a different way, enunciate my fucking words. Hey, fool, how come you sound like a white boy? This and that, da, 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 right? You're going to deal with that type of stuff because understand that success, improving yourself, right? When we all latch on to what that is, that's irrelevant to your race and your culture. Those are principles that exist outside of this construct that society has created where you have to fit into this mold based on what you look like, where you're from, or what your last name or first name is. My parents named me Brian. My dad's name is Horacio. My mom's name is Ana Maria. My two older brother's names are Germán, Leandro. I got the American name, but I was the only one and first one born on American soil. And I have people telling me that because my name is Brian, I'm a fake Hispanic, or I must have learned Spanish in school. Yet those same people don't even fucking speak Spanish. I'm fluent 100% in English and Spanish. One that you can drop me anywhere in Central South America, nobody thinks I'm American because of how I speak Spanish. So hearing this stuff, right, it doesn't make any sense. And you're going to be dealing with this stuff all the time. Now, my parents named me Brian because that's what they wanted to name me. Who cares? That doesn't mean that because I don't have the name or this and that, or I look a certain way or talk a certain way, right? So when you go back to how I started dressing and speaking, right? When we look at successful people, when we look at the top business owners and all that stuff, we're emulating that. We're not like, oh, there's a Hispanic guy or a black guy, whatever. We're looking at the success principles. We could give a shit about anything else. And on that subject, another thing that upsets me is when people put their culture or their race before their accomplishment. Dude, put your accomplishment first. Put your accomplishment first. You accomplished it. Cool. If you can appreciate your culture, that's great. I love my culture too. But why is that always first or thrown in people's faces? I never understood that. as if it's more important than the accomplishment. That doesn't make any sense. So when we're looking at those people or those examples, and again, you tell me in the comment section if you disagree. I'm not looking at, well, I need to find another Hispanic person. Dude, if you're successful, I don't give a shit if you're Asian, black, white, purple, alien. Like, let me emulate this dude. I'm not going to suddenly just gravitate towards the Hispanic guy because he's Hispanic. Yeah, there's a level of relatability there, but not that it trumps anything else or overrides anything else. I didn't need somebody who looks like me, talks like me, smiles like me, just to be like, oh, they can do it too. I get that's pushed in the culture, just generally speaking, when we talk about social media and the world. But again, when somebody's ascending for success, when we're reading a book, as an example, I didn't look for Hispanic authors. I looked for the author that knew what the fuck he was talking about and then was successful. Somebody to give me advice on how to dress. I wasn't looking for a Hispanic person. I didn't care. I just wanted, okay, this person dressed sharp. Boom, let me ask him. Or this person, this recommendation, this coach, da 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 da. That's what I did. Yet, again, those same motherfuckers that ain't shit are going to tell, oh, well, you know, you're a sellout, this and that. Bro, you still live at home with your mom. If anybody's a pendejo, it's you. Because the same people that tell me that shit are still in the same fucking position, if not in a worse one than I was in 10 years ago. And the sad part is I try to help them, which is a mistake. I would have them bashing me, and at the same time, I extended my hand to help a lot of these people. And they still to this day bash me or won't talk to me because I'm a sellout. And I try to help them and bring them up, but they refuse to change and do the work. Because I'd rather hold on to stupid assumptions and what you're supposed to be like instead of living a life that they want to live and by their own code, not somebody else's. Just because you're white, black, Asian, whatever, you don't have to walk a certain way, talk a certain way, dress a certain way. That is a bunch of bullshit. I'm speaking to you from experience. I'm speaking to you from somebody who goes to parties. I would go to parties, my family friends' parties there in LA. All immigrants from Central and South America, in America. Some of them at the time were illegal. I'm not going to give names, right? And they would be bitching and complaining about America. I'm like, yo, y'all came here to escape our shithole third world countries. And you're here and you're complaining. And some of you motherfuckers here are illegal. And then I was the bad guy for saying something like, yo, why are you bitching and complaining? Why are you here? If that's the case, leave. Go back. But I'm the bad guy. I'm the sellout. I'm the fake. Yet at the same time, a lot of people in South America, as I was coming up in sports, wouldn't accept me. Those same people. Well, he wasn't born here and this and that. Oh, okay, so I don't count now. Even though my family, my parents, my grandparents, and everybody before that was from there. Okay. Conditional approval, conditional, you know, approval, liking you, acceptance. It's all bullshit, dude. So I started to detach from that stuff years ago, a long time ago. Because I saw through it. I said, this isn't about me. This is about upholding some bullshit ass image that we're supposed to hold. Think about all the stuff from different cities and cultures, right? Now, some of the stuff, cool. You can read about it. It's fascinating. I've read about so many cultures. It's cool. If you're from that culture and you rep it and that's you, fantastic, dude. If that's what you identify with and that's what you want, what you embrace, fantastic. But that doesn't mean that somebody like myself or anyone else that's from a particular culture has to be that way if they choose not to. That's the whole point of this. Because I know I'm probably going to get heated comments and the, oh, well, this and that, and I didn't know this, and you're full of shit, and I don't care. All I'm saying is if you want to approve of my life, I don't need your approval. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to go after what I want. My purpose is going to be what I want. And if that means I need to speak in a way that pisses you off or move in a way that other people don't approve, I don't give a fuck. I really don't. And this message, again, it's not for me. It's for the people who are dealing with this shit like I have. Now, I've put it behind me, and although it's still there, I don't even pay attention to it anymore. This stuff used to piss me off back in the day real bad. So I would want to throw hands with people. I'm like, man, shut the fuck up. Oh, I'm a sellout? Let's go. And it's a stupid way to think about it. You shouldn't let it get under your skin. All it is motherfuckers that can't make shit about themselves, meaning they can't make themselves into anything, so they want to drag you down. The old crabs in a bucket analogy. That's really what it is. Do not let them hold you down. Get around the right people. I don't give a fuck if they look like you, talk like you, it doesn't matter. If it's a completely different group, but they accept you with open arms in the direction that you want to go, go. Go. And apparently this message resonates because look at my following, look at my coaching members, look at my team. Because a lot of places that I go to, you don't see that. It's mostly their tribe. It looks like them, thinks like them versus mine. Extremely diverse. In every sense of the word. And that's not because I want it to be that way. It's because people get my message. They relate to it. It makes sense to a lot of people. I'm not talking out of my ass or just making up some shit. People have lived this. People agree with me. A lot of them. Maybe not all of them, but a lot of them. And I know a lot of people deal with this shit, especially in the Hispanic community, the Black community, the Asian community, because you're supposed to fit some fucking mold that somebody created a long time ago or what social media and corporate America put in your brain. That's a bunch of bullshit. And a lot of it is ignorance. People don't know. So are you living life on your terms and by what you want to do? Or are you falling into the stupid narrative of being a sellout? Because all it does is just rile you up emotionally. And that's all really people want to do. Like if people throw it at you and you just walk by and you don't care, they'll stop. But they get a rise out of you. And they know they're getting under your skin and you're responding. And that's why they keep doing it. At this point, I don't care. Believe me, I've heard it. Especially before I got censored and my platforms were still booming. No, I would hear it all the time. And I think the most frequent ones were I'm a fake Hispanic. You know, I try to hide that I'm a Hispanic. I purposely, because I would tell people I kind of used to have an accent a little bit, like when I was a kid, a little bit for a time. But, you know, I learned English in school. Like when I got sent to school, that's when I learned English at like 6 years old, 5 years old, whenever you start school, right? Preschool, kindergarten. And because I don't have the accent anymore, I'm fake. Or, well, you know, you got rid of it because you were embarrassed. Like stupid shit that people make up. It's dumb. Or like I'm ashamed or whatever. Like I would hear that a lot, right? Or, you know, you speaking proper. They would say like you speaking proper means you're fake. You just said speaking proper, meaning you identify that as proper speech. You just said it. But I'm fake for doing that? Unreal, dude. Unreal. Unreal. And we can go on and on and on and on about this shit. But the reality is this. Is it deterring you from your path? If it is, you need to face this shit head on, see it for what it is, dismiss it, and move forward. Because you are not a sellout, my friend. That's just some bullshit that they made up. Because as an example, anybody wanting to come up and make money, if they have the opportunity, they'll do it. Anybody who lives in a bad neighborhood or the hood, the moment they have the chance to get out, they get the fuck out. All these things are true. But you're the sellout for doing it. I mean, I'll even reference next Friday, Uncle Elroy. Yeah, I was the one that said, I love the hood, I love the ghetto, but as soon as I got my check, I was gone. He left. Anybody who comes from nothing, and believe me, I have family who are factory workers, work for the day, very poor. Poverty that people in America don't know and don't recognize because they've never been to a third world country. If they could switch positions with me, they would in a heartbeat to have success, abundance, and this type of life. And they would accept with open arms being a sellout or whatever it is that everybody fucking preaches and apparently has created that has stopped so many people. And you have that opportunity too. But if you fall into that old image and adage and belief that you need to be a certain way, not by your design and by your wanting, but by somebody else's definition, you're going to fail and you're not going to get anywhere. So if you've had this experience, leave me a comment. If you disagree with me, that's fine. We can go at it in the comment section. I don't really care. But the reality is this. Who you tell me to be, I don't need to be. I'm going to live my fucking life on my terms. If you don't like it, who cares? I don't give a shit. You can try to do whatever the hell you want to do, but you're not going to force me to do shit. And stop trying to push that on other people. If that's how you want to live, live it. But stop trying to force it on other people. Why? Why are you trying to force it on other people? That's stupid. Many of you do it to those people because you know you can get away with it because they're weak. And you know they're not going to push back or tell you anything, and they're just going to accept it. But slowly but surely, people are waking up to this nonsense and they're pushing back. And eventually, all of y'all that keep saying this and pushing that narrative are going to have to look at yourselves in the mirror and say, damn, I fucked up. I'm an idiot. I ain't shit. And I have to do something about it. And that's going to be a big aha moment. And you're probably going to crash in that moment because you realize you wasted your whole fucking life believing in some bullshit that has zero fucking substance. And hopefully that happens sooner rather than later. If that's one of you watching this, getting upset and saying, no, you need to be this way or that way. Get out of here, man. That's stupid. Okay, so who gives a shit about this whole sellout thing? Do you live the way you want to live? Who gives a fuck what anybody has to say about it? All right, peace.